changing the issue, but all you sucker MCs is a mustard audition. The way y'all be fronting has made me disgusted. Now I'ma set you straight, so yo, watch it. Rappers try to hang and just swear that they can party, but the style that I'm using is just like karate. So if we ever battle, you're bound to be through, because I got a black belt and rap can do. No, I'm not Chinese, it's just rhymes like these that destroying MCs with black belt degrees. You rock at a party trying so hard to get loose. Yeah, you sound aight, but I can't taste the juice. Therefore, the job is left to me, so I get the party kicking just like Bruce Lee. But I don't stop there, still rock a little harder while the Troy MC step and say, sayonara.
Thank you. listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Classical gas. brother lately, do you know him well? He has found some bright things in life you won't find yourself. Do you find it hard to see him living? Living life the way that it was meant in the beginning. Have you seen your brother lately, do you know him well? What about the games you used to play when you were 12? Brother lately, do you know him well? He has found some bright things in life you won't find yourself. While you're having worries with your tax pay, he is having worries how to get his food today. Have you seen your brother lately, do you know him well? What about the games you used to play when you were 12? Your brother lately, do you know him well? He has found some bright things in life you won't find yourself. While you're having worries with your tax pay, he is having worries how to get his food today. Have you seen your brother lately, do you know him well? What about the games you used to play when you were 12? Have you seen your brother lately?
You're in my heart. Assassin, the same.
All right, so you're listening to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You just heard Deer Hunter, their song Leather Jacket 2, Teenage Fan Club December, Boo Radley's with Lazy Day, Ariel Pink, Alyssa, Naz, Hello It's Me, that was Todd Rundgren's band before he went solo, Shoes, Time to Make It, The Toms, You Must Have Crossed My Mind.
I think
that's what it is. I just see ellipses, but I think that's the name of the song. Tages with Have You Seen Your Brother. The Carpets with Small Wonder. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Sinister Purpose. Daughters of Albion. Candle Song. Mason Williams. Classical Gas. Big Daddy Kane. Long Live the Kane. The Meters. Hey, Last Minute. George Clinton. Pot Sharing Tots. And started off with Wait a Minute by The Wipers, which was a request from Ruth Ann. Oh, Ruth actually, Ann. We also played a song.
Dressed as Natives, yes. Pittsburgh band. I forget the name of the song.
But that was also a request from Ruth Ann, so thank you, Ruth Ann, for that. We're here until 11 tonight. Got a few more songs left. Gonna play some new stuff from the bins.
You can call in if you know, is it the Carpets or the Carpets? Also, did you say Tages? I was wondering if it was like Tages, because I think it's like European somewhere.
Tages.
Like German, Tage, Day.
Oh, I think you're probably right.
Tag.
Tages.
Guten Tag, that's the word. But I don't know. Carpets. It's only speculation. I really don't know.
A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause. No, it's a minute pause. A minute pause. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
That's my favorite show on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Minute Pause. De-stress with some tunes spanning genres like pop rock and modern folk. Sit back and analyze the chill vibes of stress analysis. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Tuesday's a good day.
Yeah, that's the Tuesday promo. All kinds of good stuff. I can't vouch for stress analysis. I don't get to hear that one. I don't know. I work for A Minute Pause, but a lot of times I'm taking my lunch or driving around and I can hear it. Another good thing, Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Ordering at Spack is now online only. Visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, contact pr@wrct.org.
Do we have any PSAs?
I think we do. They want you to know, well, they ask, did you know that kids... Let's do this one. Did you know that even the smallest moments fathers spend with their children can have the biggest difference in their children's lives? And that kids who spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful, and with any luck, funnier adults. A corny dad joke is one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids. So take a moment to make a moment and make your kid laugh today. Because dad jokes rule. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT.
Again, we're going to be here until 11 p.m. If you want to give us a call, talk to us live on air. That number is 412-440-8906. Again, that's 412-440-8906. This next song is by a cool new active Philly band called Grocer. The song is called Golden Sedan. This came out a couple months ago. Great song, great band. Here it is. Thank you. caller. You're on the air.
Hi, you guys are playing some good music tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
What's that?
We said thank you.
Hey, you're doing a good job tonight.
Thanks. What's your name, caller?
I'm Tom from Overbrook.
Tom from Overbrook.
Hi, Tom from Overbrook.
I enjoy your guys' style.
Oh, thank you.
It's refreshing, and you know, a lot of over-the-air stuff gets pretty boring, but you guys keep it good and interesting.
Oh,
and I like that.
Thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate that.
And I'm an old man, but I enjoy you young dudes.
Ah, thanks so much.
And my wife, she's listening too. She enjoys it. And my dog, Abby, she's also listening.
Ah, hi, Abby.
She says hi. She woofed.
Is there anything that you or Abby want to hear?
My wife had a request for King Crimson Cat Food.
Oh, we can definitely play that.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
It's a cool song. It's dated, but it's a cool ride. I think you guys will like it if you haven't heard it before.
Yeah, we're into them. It's not too dated compared to some of the other stuff we've played. We span all decades here.
I hear myself on the radio. I'm going to go. I love you guys.
All right.
Thanks so much, Tom. Bye. And family. Bye.
Enjoy.
Thanks for the call. Thanks. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, Tom from Overbrook.
He's called before.
He has. He has. Thanks again, Tom from
Thank
Overbrook.
Thank you, Tom. I missed his wife's name.
I don't know if he said it.
Oh, okay.
But he did say the dog's name.
Tom
Abby.
And wife.
And Abby.
And Abby.
So, this is for you guys. This is
Thank
Cat
you
Food
all.
By King Crimson. Thank you.
Your prize for winning is full legal authority to burn down my house and kill my... What? What the hell is wrong? We'll be right back.
right, that's it. That's been our show. It's been 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling to our callers, tonight's callers. Special thank you and shout out and accolades to Tom from Overbrook and Ruth Ann from New Kensington. It wasn't that scary, was it, guys, calling in? It's not that scary, people. You can handle it. So, special thank you to them.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The years you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called To Evil of a Human Name. But I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little bit about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Oh, hello, Bill. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon now for almost 12 years, just coming up to the end of the 12th year yet.
Yeah, and how did that all happen? Where did you start out and how did you end up here?
Oh, I'm originally from a small village in Northern Ireland called Ballygowan. And when I was 7 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe. And yeah, just kind of took it from there. Ended up, you know, studying with some of the great players in both Ireland and Scotland. And then played with some various bands across the water. And then I was kind of finishing up grad school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was posted, so I just applied for it, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, yeah. So 2010 is when I started.
All right, and it's now 2022. You've been obviously enjoying your time here. You really enjoy the piping program here at CMU. You think it's up there with other places in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was actually the first in the world to offer a degree in piping and also the first to offer a master's. It's a terrific institution here. We've got a really good program and a really good student body. The degree program is actually quite small, being that you have to be a very high standard to be admitted to it. But we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipes, that come for lessons and play in the band. And we also have the opportunity for first year students to, you know, just learn the instrument from scratch. You know, so I do a lot of teaching beginners as well here.
Do you get a lot of those kind of students that seem to really, you know, stick with it, or do you get a lot of people that just come in and the oddity of it, maybe, since you don't have as much piping as back home?
I mean, usually, I mean, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment as to, like, learning it and, you know, sticking with it and practicing, and sometimes you do get some people that get excited by it, but, you know, when they start their academic studies in computer science or biology or whatever it may be, it gets a bit too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say there's at least maybe an 80% retention rate from people who start out to, you know, versus people that, you know, don't stick with it, kind of thing, on the beginner front. Yeah. And I get students from all over the world. You know, I've had them from pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess, yeah.
Maybe someday. And obviously there's the CMU band, which is pretty active, doing a lot of different events. You'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got a pretty good pipe band here. It's, I mean, the last time the American Pipe Band Championships were held... in 2019, pre-pandemic, Carnegie